Joining us now, he is with Dynamic Brands and Devant Sport Towels, and he's the brand manager. Jason Bonnenberger joins us. Jason, welcome into the golf shop.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, it's always nice to see local companies doing good right down the road in Monroe, North Carolina.
Monroe. Come on now.
I said Monroe.
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 All right, there you go.
North Carolina. And
they pronounce it different down there.
You guys are doing the official towels for the PGA Championship here at Quail Hollow. And it's good stuff, isn't it? It's a great opportunity.
Yes, it's been a great partnership. We've worked with PGA America now for almost 20 years, and as well as the USGA, LPGA, and PGA Tour.
So when you look at these events, and you did them for Erin Hills and everything else, obviously, you know, the textile industry and golf is, you know, in our wheelhouse here in the Carolinas, and down in Monroe, it's great to have, like Mark said, to have the local tie-in. When you look at these events, what do you hope to gain from these partnerships, sort of as the, what's the long tail on this relationship?
Well, the long tail, I guess, you know, is Devant Sport Towels has been around 41 years this year, and it was the very first company ever dedicated to manufacturing sport towels. And, you know, our partnership with all those organizations, especially PGA of America, has allowed us to really get our product out into the marketplace and make a name for ourselves, and they just offer a good quality product to the end consumer.
Gotcha. Now, we've seen innovation in every sector of golf, and now you've got the wearables and all the technology that's happening. But, you know, towels have changed, and there's been innovation that worked, and then there's things that you just can't get away from, you know, what, you know, best practices. So how has the golf towel evolved, and in some ways have we found out that what we were doing all along was pretty good?
You know, definitely. What we've been doing all along is still good. But technology has evolved, and even in the towel world, technology has definitely evolved, where we are using more performance fabrics such as microfiber. Of course, you know, with microfiber, it just allows it absorbs more water. It's it won't scratch. It's antimicrobial, and even in a golf towel, where you're wetting it and then throwing it in your car, you don't want it to mold and mildew. So we do, our best-selling product right now is a microfiber product.
Hmm. And what about the imprinting of logos? I know, you know, that used to be that embroidery was very expensive because you had to, you know, it was the way that you had to set it up was expensive. And then there was, you know, whenever I would get a towel that was silk screened or screen printed, sometimes the letters would get crunchy. I'd go to wipe my face off, and I'd look like an extra from Platoon with a big gash on my forehead. And then they went to, you know, imprinting that was part of the fabric. Is that part of where we're going with this? Are we getting away from any sort of screen printing, or is that still available?
It is available. It is typical screen printing is not available from Devant. It's not a process that we currently use. We have a proprietary process called image dyeing, and it is similar to the screen printing look, but we use pigment dyes instead of traditional oil-based screen printing inks. And the reason we use pigment dyes is it's permanent. Of course, it dyes the fabric that color in the logo, and it also stays really soft to the hand. So it won't scratch, it won't peel, but we can recreate, you know, any full-color logo with that.
So, Jason, when we walk into the PGA Championship here in a few weeks, and we walk into the merchandise
and tent, we want to buy stuff,
what products are we going to see? Are we going to see certain ones? Are we going to see a bunch of them? What are we going to see inside that merchandise tent?
Well, as far as towels go, you're going to see 12 different available options that you can buy. We have multiple different SKUs in different colors available. And, you know, pricing-wise, anywhere from $16 to $22.
Wow, that's pretty good. All logoed up and a nice keepsake.
Absolutely.
Now, and will you be doing some of the waffle, you know, fabric as well as the microfiber and the full line?
We will. We'll have our patented edge towels, which is a jacquard woven towel that's then decorated with our image dyeing process. We will have our micro scrubber embroidered with the logo, and our micro scrubber is a waffle weave textured microfiber, but it has a deeper waffle pattern just to help really clean clubs. We also have three different color custom jacquard woven towels, as well as past champions towels, towels with all the past champions from the event listed on there by year. And we'll also have some microfiber waffle weave towels as well.
So when you're out there and you're selling these products, what are you seeing as the most popular? When you go out to a big place like a huge resort and you want to, you know, have the inventory be on their site, what are they asking for? And do people, is there a performance difference between the waffle fabrics and the microfibers and all the and that people tend to gravitate toward?
You know, it's different people gravitate towards different products, and we've seen that. Our most popular two towels, or let me rephrase that, our popular three towels is a custom jacquard woven towel where we actually weave the design or the logo into the towel during construction. The second would be a waffle microfiber, or our ultimate microfiber towel. We offer it in two different sizes, a 16 by 32, and then a larger caddy size, which is 20 by 40. And then our patented edge towel, which is a very thick, luxurious 100% cotton towel.
All right, so which one is the easiest to wash the stink out of? We've all had a golf towel that's turned. And sometimes we wash it, we think it hasn't turned, and then you get out there and you wipe your face on it, and all of a sudden it's turned again. But which one washes the stink out best?
You know, I will say that if you're using it for your skin, your face, your arms, you get hot out there, I would recommend a microfiber towel.
Okay.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's softer on the skin. You know, again, it absorbs and holds more water. So it's great to, you know, wet before you're round, and it'll stay wet for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, are you finding an increasing number of people carrying two towels like they see the caddies do on tour, a wet towel and a dry towel?
We do. We see most of the time we'll see someone that hangs a towel on their bag traditionally and then carries a second microfiber towel and, you know, throws it over the back of the cart or throws it over the clubs and uses that as a wet towel for your skin.
Yeah, I actually use a big one, like almost like a bath towel, half wet, half dry for the clubs. Okay. And then I have another one that I take to the smaller one, a microfiber one, that I take to the green to wash the ball off.
Yeah, you're very fussy.
I am very fussy.
There you go. But it works, right?
So, again, we're speaking with Jason Bonnenberger, Dynamic Brands, Devant Sport Towels. And, you know, if we have listeners that maybe want to, you know, purchase some towels for an event or a charity event or any other tournament that they have coming up, you know, is there a minimum order that they have to place, and how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. They can contact any of our reps, contact us directly. All of our information is online, devantsporttowels.com. And our minimum order on any most custom orders is 48 units.
Very nice. That's not
so bad. That's totally reasonable. I mean, if you're having an event that is fewer than 48 participants,
you shouldn't be having it.
Yeah, you need to hire somebody new to handle your event.
So under the Dynamic Brands umbrella, what other products do we carry?
Sure. So we also have Bag Boy, which is push carts, travel covers, bags. We also own Daytrick, which is all golf bags. Burton, which is golf bags, Rickshaw, which is push carts, I Got You Ball Retrievers, I apologize.
Come on,
I'm looking
Jason.
At the last, the Pivotal.
Pivotal?
Pivotal Travel Luggage.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got so many things, he can't even remember them all.
So I know.
We have quite a few brands.
Wait, how do you represent competing brands? You're just really good at what you do?
Well, they're all different, actually.
We're really good.
They're the same.
They're all
the same, but
different.
Yeah.
And, you know, Burton's really an on-course brand. Most people that know Burton would buy Burton golf bags through your local golf shop or your golf pro shop. And then Daytrick and Bag Boy, you would find mostly, you'll find them in green grass shops, but mostly at the retail level.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of different opportunities there. I mean, as you guys look as a Dynamic Brands as a whole, when you start looking at the industry, I mean, how has it been going the last few years across the board, in your opinion?
Sure. You know, in the mid-2000s, golf took a pretty good dip, you know, but I will say in the last 5 years, we've seen some recovery. It's been exciting. You know, consumers are starting to purchase again at the retail level. So we've seen some growth, and we're excited to continue to see that growth.
Yeah, well, I would imagine you guys have been around so long. You saw a lot of people try to enter the space during the boom, and you've outlasted them. How'd you manage to do that?
Well, you know, we're all about quality. All of our products, you know, we like to say that you won't find a better product, and we stand behind our product. We research, and our R&D team is like no other. We test and test before we put a product out to make sure that it's going to stand up to the rigors of consumer use. And we're pretty diversified as far as, you know, different products that we offer. You know, from push carts to accessories, all the above.
Well, and when you start looking at, for example, going back to the towels, and you start looking at, you know, your color palette and what people are looking for, are people matching their towel to the trim on their bag, or are they matching it to their clothing? I mean, when you start, I mean, because we went through the day glow colors, and now we're seeing a return to more jewel tones. What do you guys have to do to keep up with the colors, and where do you get your ideas? Is it matching it to the equipment, or is it matching it to the apparel?
It's actually both when we come out with new product. I would say that more of the time, people are matching their towels to their golf bags, and they're matching accessories on their bag, i.e. head covers and things of that nature. So, you know, new for 2017, end of 2017 and 2018 launch, we're offering some new colors in our edge towels. We used to have a lot of khaki, where we've seen khaki kind of take a turn, and you're seeing a lot more black and gray type colored, base colored bags. So we're now going to offer our edge towel with a gray and or white body, just so we can match more golf bags.
And I'm out on the website. They even have beach towels, Mike.
We do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever your towel need is, these guys are where you need to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that dyeing process, you can almost do, not quite photographic prints, but you can. I see you have some Caddyshack licensing going on for you, so you can do some pretty intricate print work.
We actually can decorate. Devon is the only vertical towel decorator left in the U.S. where we actually make our own pigment dyes in-house, and we can actually decorate a golf towel by the four known methods to decorate with. We can embroider, we image dye, we custom jacquard weave, but we also do a high-definition printing process that uses sublimation. So we can recreate an actual photo on a towel. So if there's, regardless of,
so I could wipe my face with my face. Wait, I can wipe my face with my face.
Absolutely,
that is heaven.
And the minimum order 48. Mike's already figuring out a way that he can order 48 towels with himself on there.
I could stink those up before the end of the summer. curious, before we let you go, you know, because this is a home game, are you guys going to have a presence beyond what's available just in the pro shop? Are you going to be there? Are you going to have some of your representatives out there working the crowd and doing some marketing for the local company?
I will be on site as well as some of our staff. We will be working in the merchandise tent, helping people with their product needs inside the merchandise tent. We'll be there from the pre-championship all the way through to the end.
Awesome.
And I know the merchandise tent will be available and open to the public on Saturday and Sunday before the event, where they could go in and buy their merchandise and not need a ticket to enter.
Perfect. Well, Jason, man, we appreciate you coming on with us. Again, it's always nice to have a local company doing some work out there.
Well, thank you very much, and we really appreciate your time.